Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It's too late to get Halo lights for this Christmas, Bill, but next year the schedule opens up and you want to be the beacon of the neighborhood.
The beacon.
The beacon.
Halo
the big
lights
toe.
Is the way to do it, probably.
It's a 100 the way you want to get that done. Be that person. First of all, there's two things. Be the person that starts it off, but now you also don't want to be the person that doesn't have them. My neighbor is getting a little bit like that, kind of like, huh, what's going on over
call
there?
That FOMO.
So you guys aren't participating in the lights here like everyone else? What's going on? I kind of like to be that neighborhood that has all the lights going here. So
that's
I like
what's
that.
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out would be FOMO.
Me and Steve are both have zero of that. We love missing out.
We just
love the other part like that.
Yeah, can't
you guys
wait.
Have fun. Can't wait to miss out. Yeah, basically.
I don't possess that.
There's never a time where you come in the next morning going like, "What? Are you kidding me? I missed that." Even though we say it, we're really faking it. It's like, "Oh yeah, no." We love missing out. At least I do.
We do.
I have a little guilt this morning before.
What is it? What is
it?
What happened? What happened?
No, Open up. I told you that,
Dr. Love.
Not
Elizabeth.
Our street we live on is awesome. Great people. We've had like 8 of our neighbors bring us like gifts to the house. We didn't have it. We've had nothing to give out this year.
Ooh, interesting.
I feel terrible about this.
Interesting.
I didn't expect. It's our first time. You know, we were there barely before Christmas last year, so people didn't know us yet. And so we've been there for a full year, and we've had 8 different households bring gifts to the door.
Can I join in?
I need
this
like Bill Strills here.
Please,
Bill Strills at that. So the number one thing is, gifts don't have to be time stamped.
Okay.
So you don't have to have like that. Matter of fact, so they like have a tradition now that maybe that you guys give out New Year's
gifts. Nice. I like
or you
that.
Do some other
yeah,
gift.
You're fine.
Or
yeah.
if you also if your deal from you guys is that we give something out on Thanksgiving or we give it out on whatever you name the time. It could be 4th of July. That's what we do our because the more when you have the more time. The timestamp, so right now, you guys haven't, we have something ready to go for a bunch of people. And I just said, we're just going to deliver them in between New Year's and whenever, we'll get them to them. I'm never it's a great gift, but we should have got it yesterday. You know, no one cares about
no
that.
No judgment.
Not really.
No, they don't. It's like, so the timestamp is.
It's a little, I mean, I will say this. I took on Monday, I think it was Monday, I took a cut-up Kringle roll on a plate with a card to the neighbors, to Leo and his family. And I would have been a little hurt if I wouldn't got anything back. I would like to say,
that's
you don't usually
bad.
Give and you don't expect to get back. I was thinking about I would have wondered if I did something wrong. But they came with the wine last night.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that. But all I know is this. Whenever you give a gift out, don't worry about the time. So like you said, you've gotten gifts. Jake, if you're going to do something,
I got to do it soon ish.
I don't
right?
know. Not Most really. People don't no. care no. whether you get back to them or not.
No, if you get
back to them. You shouldn't. Like,
I
don't mind usually.
Yeah, when I give out, if we stop someplace and give something out, I'm.
Hey, hockey fans.
Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This is Michael Rosenbaum.
Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA.
I'm not.
You're not expecting to give back.
I'd like to kind of get something back too.
No,
I'm never like going like and.
Nope.
No.
You can't think that way.
Neighbor Jim brought a gift the other day. Neighbor Jim brought it by a gift.
Oh, the guy's incredible.
What'd he bring?
Several things. He brought snacks, treats, but also he engraved like the Sorensons into like something we can hang up by the front door. It says the Sorensen established here in 2024, not at the house. He did that.
What?
I should have brought it in today.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
You don't have to bring it in.
We're not bringing all of our gifts in, Jake.
Okay, I'm not bringing all of it.
Bring all your gifts in. Here's
you
a pair of jeans.
One.
Yes. Here's a pair of jeans I got from Laura.
What do I give him back? I don't even know.
I don't know what you do with that.
Yeah, now you're on.
Thank you, neighbor Jim. A big thank you. Public thank you.
Are you going to hang?
Yeah, somewhere. Absolutely. That is going to go up somewhere in the house.
But make your gift giving a tradition. So maybe it's like I always give it on the last day of January. So that's when the Sorensons do it. And that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, here's the biggest thing. So there's piles of food here, right? And there's snacks. How much would we like to have had something that came in, the Rice Krispies, or whatever, you name whatever gift it is like that, or your neighbors, and it shows up March 12th. It's like...
It's randomly.
Just a random Tuesday, and you're going like, you know what? All of a sudden, I got some treats. You're really excited.
No time.
Because at Christmas right now, sometimes you get overloaded a little bit.
Oh, we are.
All of a sudden, it's everywhere.
If you're downtown.
Yeah.
Dirty Tony says this, great advice, Bill. My neighbors gave out gifts for New Year's Eve, so we ended up giving out May Day packages to our neighbors.
See, there you go. They've nailed it. The May Day basket would be incredible.
That'd be my thing.
Yeah.
Our thing is that.
Just pick a time. You and Elizabeth, pick a time. Like, what would be something to be cool? But just remember, when you'd really like the little pick-me-up is when? February? Maybe it's Valentine's. Maybe it's Valentine's.
You'd deliver some Valentine's to the neighbors.
Yeah.
Here's a Valentine's package.
You gave Swim an idea earlier.
I did.
It's
time to help him out.
Yeah.
Swim's looking to get engaged, and so I gave him some ideas. Some ideas.
Yeah, we gave him some nice ideas.
Some ideas, some thoughts.
Yep. Joe Erotic.
Steve was sitting there for it. And like that. And things like that.
Thank you for the advice. I will take that under
great
consideration.
It's pretty interesting that seven people.
Eight neighbors brought us gifts. I did not expect that.
You must be good neighbors.
They are very nice people.
No, you must be.
We don't bother people. Yeah.
Well, you kind of do. You put your car in someone's yard for like a...
That was Dave.
I'm not on
the same street as Dave. And I drive by Dave's house every single day. I do.
Do you?
And I look and say...
Does he give you the bird?
No. I got to get window. It's been almost a year since Dave helped me. That was March. I got on crack. It was March.
We'll work through that.
The spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.